whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. Kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I want to go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return.
To return.
When I leave,
when I leave, yeah.
Oh yeah,
to return.
Let me say that one more time. I wanna go, boom, 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 boom. Where the thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where, somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Well, the rain don't fall when I leave.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. When I leave,
when I leave
to return,
to return.
Won't have to cry no more. To return,
to return.
Won't have to die no more.
To return,
won't be long, no, no. Oh yeah, to return,
to return.
Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. To return, come that morning, yeah, when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest. What a great day it's gonna be, yeah, yeah. To return.
Four minutes after the hour, going down memory lane, and that voice we certainly miss. That's Pastor Sean Jones and the Believers right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We've got more music right here on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you so much for catching the wave and all of the wonderful comments and the words that you express to let us know that you are enjoying the music and the Word of God right here. And we want to invite you to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website, NFIRadio.com. And you can also listen in on Facebook Live. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio. All right, now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the studio live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless.
Woke me up this morning, right on time. you crazy for this one, man. But I'm going to go on back and sing what I'm old song. I was in Thomasville, Georgia, and I had Reverend Tyler Brinson. He's up to the microphone. And I heard him say something like this. Go down, chariot. Low down, chariot. Low down your chariot, Jesus. Please, Lord, yeah. Let me. Yes, low down your chariot, Jesus. Lord, if you don't mind, please, Master, low down your chariot. And I'm gonna try God there. The Lord has been so good to me. When I leave this world, heaven, what I wanna see. Low down your chariot. Low down your chariot, Jesus, please. Yes, low down. If these two angels should fail me, I know the Lord is gonna meet me with another pair. The Lord has been so good to me. When my life is over, heaven's where I wanna be.
I'll serve him for the rest of my life. I serve a risen Savior.
I'm a servant for my
after a while. Serving the Lord, so you can't leave here and say you didn't get something. It will pay off after a while. Yeah, just keep on working every day. Whatever you find, don't tell it would pay. Serving the Lord.
Oh, give him some praise. Give him some praise, somebody. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, and we are just getting started. Again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Want to remind those of you, if you want to hear some good preaching and teaching the Word of God, then you want to tune in right here Mondays through Sundays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. That's every week right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, I pray that all of you are enjoying the weather and you are excited about what God is doing in your life. And guess what? You ain't seen nothing yet. Want to thank you so much again for joining us on Facebook, all of our Facebook friends, and all of you around the world, spreading the gospel through the Word of God and the powerful men and women of God that's a part of this network. We certainly want to thank you for being a part as well. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia, Studios 1 and 2. To God be the glory. Now back with more music. I know that's right. I feel a breakthrough. Somebody shouting glory.
and help me sing this song.
There's never been a time in my life when I called on Jesus and he didn't come. I had to call him in the morning, noonday, sometime at night. Oh, when I called him, he always make everything all right. Thank you, Lord. When I call on the Lord, he comes
to my rescue.
When I need a friend, he comes
to my rescue.
There's never been a time in my life when I called on Jesus and he didn't come. Call him in the morning, day or night. Whenever I call him, he makes everything all right. When I call on the Lord, he comes. Oh, when I need a friend, Lord came and got mother, sister and brother too. Y'all, I really didn't know what I would do. Had to call him. Oh, he's my friend. He told me he'll stay with me all the way. Call him. He don't mind. Some of know he may not come when you call him, but he's always on time. Call him.
Call him. Say
his name. Thank you.
Jesus, until he comes, How many know when you get the Holy Ghost power, God will take care?
Yes, sir.
Not only did I get the Holy Ghost power, but can I tell you what God gave me? He gave me a healing in my body.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't want nobody to be sad, but I had an aneurysm on the brain, see. And I was paralyzed all the way down, y'all. But can I brag on God for just 1 minute? Can I brag on God for just 1 minute? See, the doctor said I wouldn't walk no more, no more, no, no. Said I'd stay in that wheelchair for a long, long time. But if you know what I know, and you know how you know, who you know, when you know, what you know, can I get a witness? Can I show you what God done? When the doctor said I wouldn't walk, God healed me.
From the Christian air. A walking miracle. A walking miracle. God healed his body. And look at him right now. They said he was gonna die. But look at him right now. Look at him right now. Look at him! Thank God! How many of y'all got it tonight? How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost tonight? If you got the Holy Ghost in this place, say it! Say it! I can feel it all over me. Yes, I can, and it's keeping me alive. Yeah!
Y'all? Y'all, I didn't think I was going to feel like this on the first half.
But God is all right.
12 minutes before the top of the hour. That's the sounds of Paul Porter, former lead singer of the Christian Ash. Here's the sounds of Pastor Tim Rogers and the fellas. You're catching the wave. I know I feel a breakthrough. Somebody help me. Help me lift him up. I see you. going down memory lane, the late great Robert Blair in the Fantastic Balladeers. And right before that was the late great Joe Lagun and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We are right at the top of the hour. More music coming your way, the old, the new. I got it right here just for you, and I haven't pulled it out of the stash yet. I got some old music going in the stash today, and I got some new music as well. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. The very best music around the world, quartet and contemporary gospel music, right here, live from the studios of the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Oh, I'm your host, the Anointed One. Want to thank you again for your comments, your kind words to let us know that you are locking in right here. And you can listen to us anywhere around the world. That we are an international network. And those of you can go to our website. That's NFIRadio.com. Again, that's NFIRadio.com if you want to catch us on our website. And, you know, one of the great things on our website, if you miss us the very first 3 hours, you can always go back and listen to the whole entire 3 hours again. If you miss the first 3 hours, you can always go back and capture it. The very first 3 hours of each set that we do. We do a set of every 3 hours. We take a 60-second break after 3 hours. Then you can go right back in and listen to us live right here. And those of you, again, my pleasure. You know, I'm so full because God is just pouring out blessings after blessing after blessing. Somebody said blessings after blessings after blessing. And now look, if you don't expect a blessing, then don't say nothing. But if you expect a blessing, I want you to say blessing after blessing after blessing. All right. Through Jesus Christ, huh? Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Again, look, those of you, we've got some of the very finest pastors and ministers around the world right here on this network, Mondays through Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. where you can capture some of the very best awesome preachers and teachers around the world right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also tune in on Sundays. We have two powerful preachers coming forth on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. All right, well, look, I'm just giving you a little bit of the drops of what we're about to pull out right here, and we got some more great news coming your way, so you don't want to miss out on that. I'm excited about what God's doing in the present, and we want you to continually pray for this nation. We need prayer over this nation. We need prayer for those that are in leadership. Regardless where they are, if they are a leader, then you need to pray for them if they are going into the right path to be an example for others. That where they are in the need, or whether they are in a place where they need to be delivered. Somebody said, I believe God, huh? All right, well, look, we're going to take a short pause for the call for the station ID. And it's yours truly, the Anointed One. And when I come back, I've got something for you. And I can promise you, you don't want to miss out on that. We'll be right back with more great gospel music here from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. You're catching the wave.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ.
DJ on the planet.
You're listening to The Anointed One.
How many people in here know that there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us, and sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know. I was pulling up in the gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. Now, time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in, and this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me, so you know how y'all do. And he walked up here, hey, brother, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man, I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing, go on. He said, man, hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here, I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He say, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world? Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say, Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He say, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He said, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I start getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why ain't think of it before? We standing right here in it. Land of the free, home of the brave. United States of America, that's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong again. I said, well, brother, if you so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a dope nation. Give me my $5. I was reminded of a story about 3 trees. Well, there was 3 trees standing there on the side of a hill. There was a large oak tree. There was a large pine tree. Between those trees, there was a little small cedar tree. One day, it came a storm, church. The lightning was flashing. The wind was blowing. And the thunder was roaring. Oh, Lord. After the storm passed over, they looked down the side of that hill. That large oak tree had been uprooted and blown down a hill. Oh Lord, that large pine tree had been uprooted and blown level to the ground. But what was amazing, that small cedar tree was still standing there. They said, I wonder why this tree is still standing here. Somebody got a shovel and they begin to dig around the roots of this tree. They dug. They kept on digging. Why this tree is still standing here. Down
this tree. And I took roots of this tree. That rusted tiles have all around this rock. I'm here today to tell ya, my soul. My soul. My soul. It's just like that tree. My soul. I'm so glad.
the right for the wrong. Sometimes crying all night long, but I don't let that bother me. I've got Jesus. Could I get a witness here? God can fix it for you. I don't care what it is. If you're lonely, take it to Jesus. Could I get a witness here? Somebody here may have high blood pressure. Somebody here tonight. Somebody here may have heart trouble. But I beg of you, I beg of you, take it to Jesus. What do you take it to Jesus? He can fix his fire. He got all power in your problem's hand. All you got to do is trust in him.
Just take it to Jesus.
because I know that the Lord will meet you there. Oh, 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 hey, oh, oh, oh.
I got one more verse, and my verse is this.
When your vision is cloudy, yes, and your head hangs low, just put on the whole armor of Christ, just to resist that defeating foe. Don't you know that the Lord is your shepherd? I know he is. Ain't no doubt in my mind. And your pain, he's sure to ease. He did it for me one day. I don't care who you are, how much money you got to make, what position you may have, how much you own. Go down in your secret closet and say, please.
gospel music coming your way right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Want to thank all of you that's listening in on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And what a powerful song. Powerful song. Now, maybe there's somebody today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and you've been listening at others talk about their different religions, what they believe, and you've been trying to figure out who were you going to serve. And when someone that you talk with was talking about Jesus, it kind of got your attention, and you know, you kept thinking about, well, this must be the true and living God, the Son of the living God that everybody's been talking about. That's who I want to get to know. Now, if that's you this wonderful day and you want to get to know him as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, if that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you this day as a sinner. I repent of my sins, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Welcome to the kingdom. We are rejoicing here at the studios, and the saints are rejoicing, and the angels are rejoicing, and we give God all the praise. Welcome. Look, we don't want you to go back into your past. Jesus said, once you had accepted him as your Lord and Savior, all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So now you are a new creature in Christ. Now I want you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that's teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Maybe you have a friend, a relative, or someone that you know that's going to a Bible-based church that's teaching the Word of God, and they are able to grow each and every day, and you're seeing them grow in front of you, and you've been watching them and wanted that what they have. Well, you have it now, but you must apply it in your daily walk with Christ. So get into a Sunday school, a Bible study. As you begin to receive God's word, begin to receive it in your heart, and that you may grow richly each and every day. And I can promise you the blessings are coming your way. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Well, look, we want to thank those of you that's locking in again. It's my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
That's what he does. I'm glad about it. Say he made a way. And there was no way. There was no way. He specializes in things that seem impossible. Jesus made.
Let's go. Attitude. through the valley and not go here. I've got a God that is in me to hear my will draw near. Closer and closer, I'm going more and more, I'm getting. Take me to that place where I know I'm.
Remember when he saved my life? Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply
head of my life.
I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
Let's go back and have a little church. I'm going to take y'all back to some old school. Back in the 70s. I'm a 60s baby. This song right here might have special significance to all of us. It says,
no.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank God for that because he does not change. He is the holy God. When we need a father, might not have an earthly father, but we can go to our heavenly father and talk to him. He can talk to you. He can be there for you. He can heal that one. He can deliver that one. He can work a miracle in that one's life. He is the God that knows everything that we need. He is the God that's everywhere. And I tell God, thank you. We can never, ever thank him enough for all that he is doing. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time because there may have been those that said on tomorrow, but God said yesterday, I'm calling you home in the name of Jesus. So every day that we get a new chance to go before God, to serve him, to worship him, to honor him, to do a work for him, I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for how you watched over us last night and that you woke us this morning cold in our right mind, dear God. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you that you are still the healer today that you was on yesterday and in the beginning, God. Father God, I thank you for being the miracle worker today that you was yesterday and in the beginning, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the holy God in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten son. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing that we had a need in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you allow Gladys to decrease and your anointing to rise in the name of Jesus, that you use me, that you get all of the glory, God. I ask that you bless your apostles, that you bless your prophets, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers, God. Bless your deacons in the name of Jesus. Bless your deaconesses, God. Bless your mothers, God, your elders in the name of Jesus. I speak your Holy Ghost power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that need to be purged and cleansed, God, I speak in the name of Jesus that you do it, God. Oh, Father God, touch our children and their children, God. Oh, Father God, and their children, Father God, I ask that you break those generational curses, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you create a clean heart, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. I ask that you bless in the hospitals, God. Oh, Father God, guide the doctor's hands, guide the surgeon's hands, God. Give them your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name, touch right now, God. You know what's needed in the name of Jesus. I speak your healing power, your miracle working power in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, we have not because we ask not. But I'm asking, God, that you do it in the mighty name of Jesus. That you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for all things, God. Those that are homeless, God, provide a home in the name of Jesus. Those that need you, God, I ask that you draw them nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. That you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. I speak your healing word. You said by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, I ask that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thy will be done, God. Prove yourself in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory, God. I thank you for all that you are doing. Father God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for it. Send your son, Jesus' name, that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for all things that he is doing. I tell God thank you for being the almighty God, the God that looked beyond our faults and saw what we need. And I tell God thank you as we come on today, still giving God glory. We ask you to join Christian Life in worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And we tell God thank you for all that he is doing. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. And on third Tuesdays at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. If you can't join us, go in prayer wherever you are, because the word of God let us know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And in this season that we are living in, we need to be praying without ceasing. And as we pray without ceasing, it don't matter where we are, we can go to our Heavenly Father on first and third Tuesdays of the month. We thank God for Pastor Michael Austin coming to join us here on NFI Radio at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. I thank God for the man of God as he bring forth the word. We ask you to join us. You might not hear me, but listen to him, and I tell God thank you. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, I'm here, and on Thursdays. But if God give you a word and our spirits touch and agree, and God say, yes, use them. It's not about me, but I want my God to get all of the glory. And we thank NFI Radio for allowing us this opportunity to come and do a work for God. As we come together on today, when we ended on Tuesday, we were talking about keeping our focus on Christ. And one thing that I know, as we stay in the Word of God, as we have an active prayer life, as we fast, God will strengthen us so that we don't yield to temptation and fall of Satan. And one thing that I know, that if we don't keep our focus on God, Satan will come and try to get our attention. He tries to come in and get our focus. But one thing that I do know, as you keep your focus on God, and you stay in the word of God, you live that word and not just be hearers only, but when you are doers of the word of God, one thing that I do know, may come at you, but the Holy Ghost will bring that word back to you where you have to let Satan know. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to flee. Satan, greater is he that's in me, and that he is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I tell God, thank you. And one thing that I do know, as we keep our focus on God, it strengthens us. And as we have the strength of God's Son Jesus and our Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost, we can do a work for him. And as we come on today, because as sons of God, we keep our focus and we are obedient to God's word, going to be talking about what it means to love like Christ, Jesus Christ. How can you say you love God, but you hate your brothers and your sisters? But one thing that I do know, when you serve the true and living God, you can love like Christ. You can love your enemies as well as your friends. We're going to get to that about loving everybody. And I tell God, thank you. When we talk about love, it talks about deep, enduring concern for others. It ain't about you. It's about giving love to those that need love. Because, see, when we didn't deserve love, God sent his only begotten Son. And I tell God, thank you. When we talk about what it means to love like Jesus Christ, one thing that I do know as sons of God, as the children of the Most High God, we want to be as much like Jesus as we can be. There's a song they used to sing, I want to be more and more like Jesus. And we find that as we grow in him, we become more and more like him. Because when we were sinners, we were walking in darkness. But when we turned from our wicked ways and came unto God and humbled ourselves, and we did what the word of God said to do, and we're still doing what the word of God called us to do, we're walking in obedience to the word, you're going to find that, yeah, you can love like Christ. Why? Because you have become more and more like him. And to be like Jesus, we've already established that you got to love like Jesus love. As we look at the word of God, God with his sweet self sent his son Jesus so that we would be conformed to the image of his son. If we say we know who God is and who Jesus is, and we still have hate in our hearts, we are not conforming to the word of God. Romans 8 and 29 say, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. See, God already knew that he had a plan for us. And as we look at him talking about foreknow, when we talk about foreknow, he foreloved us in the beginning. He already knew that he had a love and regard for his people. And I tell God, thank you. He chose to bestow his love upon us until eternity. He didn't and don't do like some of us. Today, we might love you, but tomorrow come and We might not love you. We might not like you. But one thing that I know about God the Father is that in the beginning, he loved us and he already knew. And I tell God, thank you. As he had foreknowledge, God already had a purpose to give us eternal love and to redeem us from sin by sending his son Jesus. That's love. That's that unconditional love. As he loved us with his whole heart, he didn't just love some, but his son Jesus loved all mankind. When Jesus was walking the earth, seemed like everywhere he went, someone was coming against him. But Jesus never said in his word that I'm going to stop loving you. He was obedient to his Father. In order for us to love like Jesus loved, we have to be obedient to the word of God. We can't love God and not love Jesus. We can't love God and Jesus and not love the Holy Ghost. We can't love God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit and not love mankind. We gotta love unconditionally. Don't have to like the things that they do, but we gotta love with a pure heart, with our whole heart. And I tell God, thank you. To love like Jesus mean that we are conforming to the word of God. To love like Jesus mean that we are keeping our eyes and our attention stayed on him. Everywhere Jesus went, the enemy was there. But Jesus still was obedient to his Father and showed love and gave the word of God. When we look at God's son Jesus being obedient and doing what his Father called him to do, I tell God, thank you. Because he didn't get slack sometimes, but he was always obedient. And I know it hurt him as he saw man sinning and being disobedient to the Father. But Jesus still loved. And as sons of God, if we are to be like Jesus, we got to love unconditionally, no matter what goes on. I don't have to be a part of sin. I will not be a part of sinful things. But I still got to love in the name of Jesus. I got to love them with a pure and a clean heart, as we were talking about what love means, that deep, enduring concern for others, for the welfare for others, showing that we are friendly and that God lives on the inside. When we look at being obedient to our Heavenly Father, if we are going to be like Jesus, we got to be obedient at all times. I don't like sin. I despise sin. But I will be obedient to my Father. I'm still going to love my enemy. Do y'all remember when we used to say, and we said we were saved, I'm going to love you, but I'm going to love you at a distance. That's not God. That's not his son Jesus. Suppose Jesus has said that, I'm going to love you, sinful Gladys, but I'm going to love you at a distance. But I thank God that he loved so much that when I was yet a sinner, he went on the cross for me. I know it happened thousands of years before, but because he knew that I was coming, he knew you were going to be born, he stood on the word of God and he went on the cross for us. If we look at John 8, verse 29, and the word of God said, he that sent me is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. When we are serving the true and living God, we're going to do the things that please our Heavenly Father. As we please God, you find that your love for him is so great that you want to be obedient in every area of your life. As he said in his word, that he that sent me is with me. Jesus knew that his Father was with him. And as his Father was with him, he knew that he could do nothing on his own. But his Heavenly Father was there. He never left him alone. And as he was, his Heavenly Father was there for him, showing him love. Jesus is here showing us love. And as we say we are sons of God, and he is showing us love, we got to show that unconditional love. I don't like sin, but I got to love. You might not like sin, and you shouldn't like sin if you are a son of God, but you got to love unconditionally. To love like Jesus Christ. He loved in a pure way in everything that he did. And as he loved with a pure heart and a clean heart, as sons of God, we gotta love with a pure heart. Why? Because if Jesus resides on the inside, and the Father resides on the inside of our hearts, and the Holy Ghost resides on the inside of our hearts, we have clean hearts, because the word of God say he will not dwell in an unclean temple. And as he dwell on the inside, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We're going to love the way that he loved. And as we love the way that he loved, and he loved selflessly. It wasn't about him. He loved the people. And he loved them the way that his Father loved, selflessly. It wasn't about him. Matthew 9, verse 36. He said, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I thank God for his son Jesus, that he wasn't a selfish person. He was selflessly. It wasn't about him. And as sons of God, and we say we are his children, you're going to find that you have to love selflessly. It's not about you. You got to love those that don't love themselves. You got to show love. You got to show kindness. As we see that as the people were in need, God's son Jesus had compassion. It hurt him, and he wanted to be there for them. He didn't walk away. He was there showing kindness and love. And I like the way the scripture says, sheep having no shepherd. There are people who don't have family members. There are people who might have family members, but they don't have nobody that loves them. They don't have anybody that's showing any care. But as sons of God, and we say we're going to love like God love, we're going to extend a hand to those that need a hand. We're going to show love. We can't just show love to the ones that we like. We can't show love to those that do for us. But we got to show love, because God's son Jesus showed love to all mankind. Sheep having no shepherd. When we were lost, God loved us. He sent his son Jesus to draw us nigh unto him and redeem us back to him. That was love. A sheep without a shepherd can go astray. But if we are sons of God, we're going to give the word to those that are lost. We're going to show love to those that don't know who Jesus is. If we are sons of God, when they see us, they're going to see that light of Jesus in us. We're going to be able to show them that love, that somebody cares, and that somebody want to give them a hand to show them how they can get to Jesus. If they need a meal, we can give them a meal. It's not about us. It ain't about Sunday, I might see God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. When you love, and you love like Jesus Christ loves, it's that unconditional love that nobody can take away. When you love like Jesus loves, people might not like you, but guess what? You still gotta love. When you love like Jesus loved, I tell God thank you. Matthew 14:14. It says, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them. And he healed their sick. See, Jesus don't just do certain things. But he is a God where he became a shepherd for the lost sheep. Here we see that he began to heal those that were sick. And see, we're not always physically sick. There are going to be days that we can be spiritually lacking, that we can be spiritually sick. But God, with his sweet self, through his son Jesus that came and walked on the earth, he can heal that brokenness. He draw, yeah, God, us nigh unto him. He can touch right now in the name of Jesus. He can heal cancer. He can heal diabetes. He can heal high blood pressure. He can work miracles, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Because he loved, he did a work for his Father. It wasn't about him, but it was about doing what his Father had called him to do. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that as he was obedient to his Father. See, he could have walked away and said later, but he stayed and showed that agape love. And I tell God thank you, that love that means so very much. I tell God thank you for that agape love, that self-giving love, that love that covers a multitude of sin. Oh, when we see sin, we can't hate that person. We can hate the sin and speak righteousness, but we still gotta love. I thank God that he loved me so much, that he loved you so much. He wasn't selfish. He didn't say, I'm going to bring my son back because of you sinners. But he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son that we might have the right to serve him. And I tell God, thank you. And as he loved selflessly, as his sons of God, his disciples, we got to love the way that he loved. Can't just love our friends. Can't just love those that do things for us. But we got to love all mankind. I don't love sin. I despise sin. But I still got to love those lost sheep. I got to extend a hand to them and give them the word. I got to show kindness. As Jesus was compassionate, we got to be compassionate. When I come back again, I'll still be teaching on what it means to love like Jesus Christ. Not love like Gladys, but love like Jesus Christ. Because if I'm a son of God, I'm going to love like him. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts. Jesus, don't you?
blood. Lord have mercy. Every time I think about the blood, Lord have mercy. That Jesus shed it. Shed it on Calvary. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah. not alone. You just gotta be strong. And in the end, hang on, and it won't be long. Gonna get along. Hey girl, mama, don't you cry.
He said he would. What we plan, we don't care anymore. But Jesus is in the room, and whatever you need, if you need healing, if you need freedom, if you need deliverance, Jesus is in the room.
Hey.
He's in the room. Whatever you need, He's in the room. He's in the room. Whatever you need. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing, there is freedom, there's deliverance, wherever He is.
Wherever He is, there's a testimony about to happen.
Wherever He is, there's a testimony about to happen. Wherever He is, there's a
testimony about to happen.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
It's like I'm running in a race, but it's already been won for me. Man, I just wanna celebrate. When there was 99, you found me 100. You know me better than I know myself. When I'm running on empty, I know that you got me, yeah.
Now we got the prices going.
Turn away.